coming up on episode number 395, celebrating the 60th birthday of producer, singer, songwriter, guitarist Jeff Lynne, who is best known for his work with Electric Light Orchestra. He's also been part of the Traveling Wilburys and The Move, as well as some solo stuff. So coming up today on the show, it's an Electric Light Orchestra cover story with covers by Doug Powell, Asia, and Parthenon Huxley, just to name a few. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It is December 6th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to a cover story edition of Coverville. It's the Electric Light Orchestra cover story. Every week for one of the shows, I try to pick an artist and play several different interpretations of their music by other artists or interpretations of other music by that artist. In tonight's show, you're actually going to hear an Electric Light Orchestra recover, or probably more specifically a demo version of a song that was made famous with them and another artist. We'll get to that a little bit later. We're going to start things off with a song by the Delgados. I apologize in advance for the sound quality of this one. This is from a BBC Peel session, and as such, there's a little bit of hiss or a little bit of audio artifacts in there. We'll just leave it at that. It's the Delgados with fantastic version. I couldn't pass it up, even with the sound quality. A fantastic version of Mr. Blue Sky from BBC Peel.
Thank you. through the sun in a broken stone age dawn. You fly so high, I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. You're walking meadows in my mind, making waves across my time. Oh no, oh no, I get a strange magic.
Strange,
oh, what a
magic.
Strange magic.
Strange,
oh, it's a
magic.
Strange magic. Got a strange magic. I got a strange magic. Gonna be the same again. Now I've seen the way it's got to end. Sweet dream, sweet dream. I get a strange magic.
Strange,
oh, what a
magic.
Strange magic.
Strange,
oh, it's a
magic.
Strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. You know I got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. It's magic. It's magic. It's magic. Strange magic,
strange magic,
strange magic,
such a strange magic,
strange magic. Got a strange magic. Got a strange magic. You know I got a strange magic. Oh yeah, I got.
From a 2005 album called Homemade Spaceship, that's Parthenon Huxley, otherwise known as P. Hux, with his version of Electric Light Orchestra's Strange Magic. Now, the album, Homemade Spaceship, is all ELO covers, and they range from being fairly close to the original to being very, very different from the original. I went kind of right down the middle with this one and picked something that was somewhat close to the original, but still had enough of that unique feel to it. If you like ELO, that's one of two CDs that you absolutely have to have in your collection. Actually, one of three CDs that you have to have in your collection. And you'll hear tracks from the other two later on in the show. Before that, the Delgados from their album All You Need Is Hate with Mr. Blue Sky, which was a John Peel, legendary John Peel session on the BBC. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the sponsor for this week's shows for Coverville. It is Audio Engine USA and their excellent line of speakers. I've told you about all of their stuff, right? But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. The Audio Engine 5s are the bookshelf speakers, and the Audio Engine 2s are the desktop speakers. Now, both series feature incredible sound, really room-filling, immersive sound from way more than what you'd expect to get from speakers their size. The full size, the bookshelf speakers, the AE5s, have a plug in the back, volume controls on the front, and a USB port that allows you to charge your MP3 player while you've got it plugged into the speakers. It's an excellent gift idea. Runs you about $350 for the pair of bookshelf speakers. If that's a little bit out of your budget and you're looking for something a little bit smaller, definitely take a look at the Audio Engine 2s, which are the desktop speakers. Very similar in style, certainly similar in quality. Both sets of speakers are made out of wood, so you get a really, really good, rich, bassy sound with no rattle that you get with plastic speakers. And the smaller ones fit right on your desktop. They also come in the same gorgeous finish, a black or white piano finish. And the smaller speakers also have two inputs, so you can have your computer going into one and your iPod or your other MP3 player or other music source going into the other one. Check them out. Use the Coverville link. If you just go to coverville.com/audioengine, it'll take you right to their website. You can also click on the link that I have in the show notes, or check them out, audioengineusa.com. Absolutely can't recommend these speakers enough. They are so high in quality, high end sound quality. Love them. And we'll go back to the show now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say on that. All right, let's go to a track by The Minders. This comes from a 2007 album called Bridging the Distance. It was a compilation of songs to benefit charity, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back from the music. Let's start things off for the second set with Don't Bring Me Down.
No.
One of my favorite artists that I've discovered through doing the Not Lame podcast, Doug Powell, with his fantastic version of Can't Get It Out of My Head by Electric Light, or originally by Electric Light Orchestra. That comes from one of the other CDs that you have to have in your collection if you're an ELO fan. It's the Lend Me Your Ears, a tribute to the music of Jeff Lynne compilation. It's a two-disc compilation that's got music, covers of his songs from The Move, his solo stuff, the Traveling Wilburys, and of course a lot of Electric Light Orchestra. It was a really tough decision trying to decide between playing that version and the excellent Velvet Revolver version, and so I will get that Velvet Revolver version on a later show. Somebody request that, and I'll put it on a request show. maybe call it in or something. Before that, you heard The Minders from the 2007 album Bridging the Distance with their version of Don't Bring Me Down. I promised to tell you a little bit more about that project. The Bridging the Distance album was a local benefit compilation of covers put together in Portland, Oregon for a homeless youth organization called PEAR, or P colon EAR, and featured groups like the Dandy Warhols, Decemberists, Viva Voce, and the Joggers, for example. I have to send out a thanks to Steve, who's the listener in Gresham, Oregon, for letting me know about that compilation and turning me on to it, man. Some great music on that compilation. I think I've played something from there before, but don't know what just off the top of my head. So I mentioned the Jeff Lynne, Lynn Meyers compilation. There's an excellent version on there that I played on the show of Xanadu, the theme to the movie featuring Olivia Newton-John and the Electric Light Orchestra. I've played it before on the show, and that's why I didn't play it in this one. But I'm going to play you a version of it that features Electric Light Orchestra without Olivia Newton-John. The instrumentation is virtually identical to the movie version. However, the vocals, I think it changes it drastically enough to where it warrants getting played on its own here. So here's the Electric Light Orchestra with a recover, possibly a demo version, of the theme song to the movie Xanadu.
What we have made is real.
If I had you, if you believed that this was an Electric Light Orchestra cover, this last song, then I did have you going. That is You Had Me Going by a group called L.E.O. Now, L.E.O. is the brainchild of Blue McAuley, who is another power pop genius that I'm a big fan of, another person I've discovered through Not Lame. He also includes Mike Viola from the Candy Butchers, Tony Gaudis from Papas Fritas, Jellyfish's Andy Sturmer, and members of Hanson, Chicago, and Self. Now, it's not a true Electric Light Orchestra cover album. It's an entire album called Alpacas Orgling, and it is on its thinnest level music inspired by Electric Light Orchestra and the production style of Jeff Lynne. But to give it that shallow kind of description does not do it justice. As a power pop album, it stands on its own extremely well with really, really great pop hooks and excellent quality in production and songwriting. It's absolutely a great album whether you're a fan of Electric Light Orchestra or not. And listener Wayne from the UK suggested that I do include a track here, throw it in. Since it is an Electric Light Orchestra cover story, an album that was inspired by Electric Light Orchestra surely would fit in with that. And that is the third album that if you're an Electric Light Orchestra fan, you must have it. Alpacas Orgling by L.E.O. was certainly one of my favorite albums of last year. Absolutely, without question. And before that, you heard Showdown, a 1995 version of Showdown. That was performed by Asia, who you remember from the 80s with Heat of the Moment and Don't Cry. That comes from a compilation called Archiva, Volumes 1 and 2. I don't know if that one is specifically on Volume 1 or Volume 2, but you can buy both volumes together everywhere that I've found it, so I don't know if it matters if it's on Volume 1 or Volume 2. And then we start off the set with a demo version, or a new version, of Xanadu by Electric Light Orchestra without the vocal work by Olivia Newton-John, who starred in that film. And that comes from an anthology four-disc set of the Electric Light Orchestra called Flashback. You know, I was a fan of them in the 70s, or I was turned on to their music in the 70s by my music head uncle, and kind of lost favor or lost the appreciation for the band in the 80s, and it wasn't until just a few years ago that I picked up an old Electric Light Orchestra album, like, oh my god, I forgot how excellent this music was. And so I went out and snatched up that anthology, that Flashback anthology, and haven't regretted a second since. It's fantastic. All right, and that is going to do it for tonight's show. We will be back on Sunday night with an all-request show. Let's say you want to get something onto that show. Well, it's pretty easy to do. You email me. And you can do that. Tina's making fun of me. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message on the weblog or in the forums. You'll find all that stuff at www.coverville.com. Looking at the list here, we've got the All Request Show on Sunday. And then next Thursday, next cover story is going to be the Bee Gees, celebrating the birthday of Morris Gibb, whose birthday it is at some point next week. And then after that, we move into the holiday show. We move into the 400th episode, which by request is going to be a cover of my very first episode. So if you've got a request to hear something, a cover version of something I played in the very first episode, let me know. And then we move right into the countdown shows. So a lot of stuff going on from now until the end of December. Make sure you keep your podcast dial tuned to coverville.com. And that is going to do it for tonight. We'll be back on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about does it for tonight. I'm sorry, that just about covers it for tonight. Screwed up my own tagline. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.